We've got Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat online, and he's joining us for the weekly book review program. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Toxic charity, how churches and charities hurt those that they help.
Yes, Mawlana, this book, Toxic Charity, How Churches and Charities Hurt Those They Help and How to Reverse It, is written by a veteran urban activist, Robert D. Lupton. And in this book, he reveals the toxic effects that modern charity has upon the very people it is meant to benefit. In this book, Toxic Charity, he not only points out the problems with charity and the problems with charity in the modern condition, but also provides some proven new models for charitable groups who want to help and not sabotage those who they most desire to serve. Now, we know during the month of Ramadan that just passed, hundreds of millions of rands of Muslim wealth was used in charity and for charitable purposes, and Muslims are generally charitable people. Now, we need to use these type of works to consider very carefully if our charity perhaps is not a toxic charity. Lupton is a Christian and writes for a Christian audience, but the ideas are so common that they can easily be adopted, or sometimes they are so different that the Muslim reader will reject the concept of him. This book shows how to start serving the needy and the impoverished members of a community in the way that will lead to lasting real-world change. There's an argument against this book. Some of it is that people have to eat. And against this argument is the fact that sometimes we fail to have a lasting impact with our charities, and this causes frustration. In the last chapter, the author does point out how difficulty is it is actually to change. If we look at the book itself, then the author has devoted a section to what he calls the scandal, another chapter to the problem with good intentions, and chapter 3, the anatomy of giving. Chapter 4 is titled Needs versus Relationships. In chapter 5, very importantly, he goes to beyond us-based giving. And then in chapter 6, he says that there's no quick fixes. In chapter 7, he devotes to wise giving. And chapter 8 looks at taking the oath. And chapter 9, which has a very Christian type of slant, service with dignity. And then chapter 10, getting started. You know, this brings up the important debate, even in Christian circles, that if you say that you are a servant of God, then you have a concept of Imago Dei. In other words, you try to imitate God, and the hadith also says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. And then the instruction to give to the one who begs from you. So there are these, Mawlana, you understand the debate then, there are these contrasting type of ideas that should we give, or should we make sure that we provide some longer and sustainable type of charity to the people who are we giving to. And perhaps the truth lies somewhere in the middle for Muslims. In his next book, the author, which is titled Charity Detox, What Charity Would Look Like If We Cared About Results, the author actually provides some very, very concrete type of solutions to this vexed question. If we consider our own situation, Mawlana, we know that a large amount of zakats are actually disbursed during the month of Ramadan. And we pride ourselves about the fact that we don't use any zakat money to actually give and disburse and make sure that that zakat reaches the recipients, the rightful recipients. And a good organization is not an organization that will use zakat money to actually pass on that money to the deserving. However, let us ask ourselves, Mawlana, that what money is then used? If I donate my lilla to your jamiat, to your organization, Do I expect that my lillah will be used to actually make sure that somebody else's zakat gets to the deserving recipient? So can you see, Maulana, we have a real problem actually in the way our charities are done, that at the expense of our lillah we are disbursing our zakat, and this creates a problem for us, because you'd ask, how else can we do it? But in any case, these are things that we need to consider, and certainly this type of book will help us in that, and we need to see how we can find real solutions to these problems. And certainly those people who are involved in organizations, in jamaats, who are involved in, and we know there are a range of them, who are involved in relief work, they will really enjoy a book such as this, Toxic Charity, by Robert D. Lupton, and I hope that they will pick it up and give it a read, one of them. Hello?
Hello? Ashraf?
Ji, can you hear me?
Ji. So what made you choose this book?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, charity is such an important and integral part of our communities, and we really need to think about this issue, you know, very, very carefully.
And how can the charitable organizations or the non-profitable organizations benefit from this book?
Well, I think that it certainly raises some very, very important issues. That does our charity, is our charity done in a sustainable way? Do we really help those who we intend to help? And what is the nature of our giving? We know that the Muslim give in South Africa is quite significant. But let us now sit back for a moment and perhaps reflect and look at the effect and the long-term implications for those people who we are giving to.
And also, Maulana, you know, the aspect of the administrative cost in distributing the charity. Many organizations include part of the zakat. Some organizations have the policy, for example, the Jamiat, if you give 100 rands, then 100 rands will be given in zakat. Whereas some organizations work where if you give in 100 rands, then 10 rand will be cut for administrative fees.
Sure.
Maybe that's one of the areas also to explore, Maulana.
Maulana, the argument that I'm making is that if I give my 100 rand of lillah, why should that go to dispersing your 100 rand of zakat? Because there's an administrative cost.
Exactly.
And surely I don't want my lillah to go to what would have been in a Muslim country, a state function, where the state would look after the zakat. The zakat is not given but taken from people, and then the state gives that zakat to people who are deserving. I'm giving my lillah so that it is spent in a lillah cause, Maulana.
Interesting indeed. Jazakallah khair, Maulana, for your time. Can you tell us how much and where can we get this book from?
Maulana, the good thing is that I borrowed this book from my school library.
Not a charitable work.
There isn't a price to it, but the book is marked at $14.99.
Wow, okay, not so bad. Under 200.
Khair, Maulana.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair, Maulana, much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, toxic charities. When how churches and charities hurt those they help. So this is a very interesting read. It's available for about $14 or $15. Maulana had borrowed it from the local library. It's out 9:20. Remember the question I posed earlier on? Perhaps you could give me some thought to that, inshallah.